This is not the day for a standard homily. So in the words of a minister in Louisiana, the Reverend R. Houston Smith, who had lost his time on the program because someone in front of him ran over, I'm just going to tell you what I would have told you if I'd had more time. G.K. Chesterton, the atheist converted to Christianity who became something of a Christian curmudgeon, once said, "Christianity has not been tried and found wanting. Christianity has been found difficult and not tried." And in today's Passion, there's one little vignette that Matthew, Mark, and Luke all share that gives us a bit of a window into what Chesterton was talking about. That's the piece about Simon of Cyrene. Cyrene is an area on the shore of Africa that we today know as Libya. And he just happened to be coming into the city when the procession was going out to the place of crucifixion. And evidently Jesus was, because of being up all night and not having eaten or drunk anything and having been flogged mercilessly, was having difficulty carrying that 100-pound horizontal crossbeam that he was carrying to the place of execution. And the Romans could compel anyone to carry a burden 1 mile. So they grabbed Simon and said, "Tote this." And according to Luke's account, he carried the cross, following behind Jesus. And there in that brief little vignette by Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we get some idea of how difficult Christianity is. Because Simon is living out what Jesus told us we all had to do. "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Jesus specialized in accepting and connecting with and hanging out with people nobody else wanted anything to do with. And he did that while at the same time trying to maintain connection with those who were criticizing him, especially the religious leaders. He ate with them too, as well as with the outcasts. And that put him in this place of incredible rejection and suffering, which he also carried to the cross. The gospel writers say almost nothing about his physical suffering, but they do, two of them do remind us that he cried out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" And the agony of the Garden of Gethsemane and the agony of the cross, we see the suffering of Jesus that we are called to share. Jesus is out there today in this community with the people nobody else wants to have anything to do with. But he's also trying to maintain connection with those who are critical of anyone who goes out and reaches out to the outcasts. And that's a very uncomfortable place to be. But that's the place we're called to be, where Jesus is. Identifying with, embracing, and seeking to include in our lives those that no one else in the community wants to have anything to do with, be they rich or poor. And at the same time, trying to maintain our connection with the people who are criticizing those who hang out with the people they don't want to have anything to do with. There is the place of the cross, the place of loneliness, the place of isolation, the place of agony, the place of rejection. The psalmist caught it in the psalm we sang today. "I have become a reproach to all my enemies and even to my neighbors, a dismay to those of my acquaintance. When they see me in the street, they avoid me." That is the place we are called to live. And not just to be in that place with Jesus, but to share his suffering there. He suffered greatly throughout his life, this place of rejection and misunderstanding. And we are called not to avoid that because we're afraid or we're alone or we feel rejected. We're called to stand our ground and to bear the rejection that goes with being a follower of Jesus Christ, to share his suffering, as it were. We know that God grieves and Jesus grieves over those who have no living connection with God. That grieving goes on today, and we are called to share that. Would we dare, as Christians, to ask Jesus to let us have just a little sliver of the suffering he now feels? We dare not ask for too much, lest it overwhelm us, but would we dare ask for a little of it? And for the courage to stand our ground and stand in the place where Jesus stands in this city and in this county. James Hall wrote a wonderful little book, The Unconscious Christian, Images of God and Dreams. And in that quote, he says, the central Christian image is the cross, representing the crucifixion of Christ. The cross also implies the complete archetypal pattern of death, crucifixion, and transformation, resurrection. It is also a symbol of being suspended between the opposites of heaven and earth, as well as between the opposites of right and left, and conscious and unconscious. The central Christian image is therefore one of suffering transformation, transformation achieved through bearing tension. And lest we forget, our transformation comes about through Jesus' suffering. It comes about only as we share that suffering. So I'll leave you with a question from one of my favorite old gospel songs. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Amen.